This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's move on swiftly into the next action. We are on the line with Limpopo Fat Cats Athletics Club spokesperson Ishmael Mogoboya. The Fat Cats Athletics Club, South Africa's fastest growing road running club, is bringing the third installment of the Fat Cats 10K annual race. Now, due to COVID-19, the 2021 edition of the race will yet again be hosted virtually. Ish, let's try that one more time.
Hi.
Good evening, Ish.
Hey, good evening, Abuki Mabeno.
Are you good?
Hey, I'm well, sir. Yourself?
How many kilometers did you run today?
We had a variety of kilometers today. My colleagues, I realized that they were doing 21K. I'm not that fit to do that. 5K is good enough in the running community, you ask me.
Yeah, no, that's I leave it at that. I end up at 5Ks, Kitabona 10, with the Fat Cats race. Tell me about this one, Ish, because we've seen last year it was a visual, and in the previous years we've seen that it was a 10K. But now I understand it's a bit different. It's a city to city, 4-city series. Tell us about how it's going to happen.
So in short, you recognize that as a Fat Cat Athletic Club, we pride ourselves as a growing community, and we are having a footprint in almost all provinces, being Cape Town as in Western Cape, and Gauteng being the heartbeat of our community as a Fat Cat, and Limpopo. So we also have footprint as well as the Free State. So how it's going to roll out is, we want to ensure that our members, being our members as Fat Cats Athletic Club, equally as the running community, have an opportunity to participate conveniently, obviously virtually, but in all provinces. So how it's going to roll out is on a weekly basis, in terms of certain Sundays, we'll have each province hosting that race. For instance, there will be a Sunday that Western Cape and Cape Town host that race. There will be a Sunday where Free State, because we have our running club in Free State, hosting that race. The theme is we're trying to ensure that the whole of October is occupied with running activities primarily around our 10 kilometer race.
Okay, so is nagikushish. So say Kimolimpopo, again. Kenyako Kitima Fat Cats. Is it run on the same day?
So
Rikitima Kamuka on the same day.
So in terms of registering, there are two options.
Okay.
You have an option to register a single entry. Meaning you can, because you are based in Limpopo, you register a single entry which say, I will run only in Limpopo. Alternatively, you say, no, I want to run all the races, being four races. Then you register for four entries. So you have an opportunity to run every single weekend represented by those provinces.
I
see. So it's an option of one entry or an option of four entries. Obviously, the price ranges are different.
Okay, so then Ito Tomakai. So Gadi 10th of October, that's the first one in Johannesburg. In
yes,
okay,
yeah, the opening will be in Johannesburg on the 10th. We're hoping that the 17th October will be in Limpopo, as in Polokwane. The 24th will be in Cape Town, and we are hoping to close in Free State, Bloemfontein.
So it now, if we are doing different provinces, is it still virtual, or are there people that will actually be running on the road? As a group,
with COVID protocol, with COVID protocol and limitations, on those days that I've mentioned, like the 10th, there will be a sort of a physical point where people, if they want to join the fellow runners, they will be permitted to join the fellow runners. Same thing with Polokwane. I know we will be studying it at SciCat, so just a small group, or a group that is compliant to COVID. But other than that, you are allowed to run anywhere you are, as long as it's within the rules of the race.
Okay, Ish, I'm going to ask you to hold it just a bit and we will finalize this conversation with you in a bit. We are speaking to Ishmael Mokoboya, who is the Limpopo Fat Cats Athletics Club spokesperson. In conversation with Ishmael Mokoboya, who is the Limpopo Fat Cats Athletics Club spokesperson, talking to us about the series that is going to be starting on the 10th and all throughout the month of October. Ish, you are still telling us about how it's going to work on the provinces. Now, before we wind down the conversation, let's talk about registration. Who can register?
Registrations are available on our website, and in respect of participants, we actually accommodated or made it so flexible that anyone actually can register, being the Nepi Dash, or even kids can register for 1.6 kilometer, or others being 5K or 10K. So basically, it's a run for the entire family. No one should feel left out or should be left out. So anyone can register. Just going through our website, the entry categories are available.
Now I'm thinking Mutomwe Gidea 1.6. What do you think?
1.6, I can tell you, if we go to Tembisa Mile, there's a very interesting race, which is a 1.6 kilometer. It's a 1 miler. It's hectic. So, 1.6, actually, I might even join you on that because we run purely for different purposes, but the critical element is to run for your health. So I'm saying actually anyone can run any distance, and it's proven that 1.6K to 5K is good enough to keep your blood system flowing and oxygen flowing. So good luck. Do that.
So tell me, Ish, do I have to be a member of a club to register to run? Do I have to be a member of the Fat Cats, or can I be a member of Polokwane Striders or any other, Capricorn FM running team to join in?
You do not even have to be a member of a specific running club. You can easily register no matter what type of affiliation you are. Running for Manoni, you're running for Paranan, you're running for Polokwane Athletic Club. Everyone is actually invited to participate, and we're actually looking forward to that type of affiliation. Anyone can actually register. Even if you are not a member of a running club, you are welcome to participate.
Fantastic. Ishmael, thank you so much for coming through to talk to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ishmael Mokoboya, who is talking to us there, the 10K run, Fat Cats. So on the 17th, it will be happening in Limpopo, in Polokwane, to be more specific. But of course, you can join on all the other three legs of the run itself.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.